Every day for 3 weeks now, the New York Times has been running a page of obituaries, small profiles and pictures of people who are missing in the World Trade Center collapse. Wendell Jamison is the editor for the page. He says the project has turned into a company-wide effort.
Well, it was a real problem in the first few days, how we were going to approach this. We're on uncharted territory, so many people, and literally 2 days into it, a bunch of us just sat down and came up with this idea of trying to do as many people as we could, and we very quickly put together a design. The art department was doing that as the picture department was trying to get the photos together, and we were literally writing them on the fly that first day. I think the first day it appeared was the Friday or the Saturday after the attacks. And what we initially set out to do was to do something different than regular obituaries, do, you know, little stories about people and how they lived, not how they died. And if we leave out where someone went to college, you know, if we don't name all their children, you know, we can't do it in such a little amount of space. But we can get in an anecdote that's unique to that person, and that can be the whole story.
Is the small word count a restriction for some of your writers? Have some of your people been frustrated by that?
It's hard. It's much harder to write short than it is to write long. Anyone can say something in 1,000 words or 2,000 words. 150 words takes real talent to do it, and to really get the sweep of someone's life in that at the same time, and to have a compelling beginning and a last sentence that really lingers with you. All of those things we have to get in here.
I was impressed today. There is a man named Gerard Barbara. It's a dad and a Yankees lover.
Mm-hmm.
Since September 11th, scores of well-wishers have packed the small Staten Island home of Gerard Barbara, assistant chief of the New York Fire Department. His wife and children recognize many of the people, but many they do not. And his son says, people I've never seen before are saying, you don't understand, I loved your dad. And his son says, I do understand, he was my dad. That's something that wouldn't be in a normal obituary usually.
No, that's right. And also, you know, he's an assistant chief of the fire department. This is a very big title. This guy had a very big job. And yet we're sort of focusing on his being a father and the fact that he liked the Yankees. I think that he really comes alive that way, I think.
Mr. Jamison, we're talking about here close to 5,000 people missing. It strikes me that you have found in the daily pages of the Times a way to describe them, their difference, their mm-hmm. their special qualities. And it's amazing how different they can be.
It is. When I first got this assignment, it was sort of a scary idea. How is everyone going to come alive in 150 words and be different? But if you talk to people long enough, and people take the time to talk to you, and you speak to enough people, we don't just talk to one family member. We make as many calls as we can. We meet with people. And sometimes it does take a little while for them. You know, they want to tell us where they went to school and what their kids' names are and the first natural things that come to your mind. But after a while, they start telling funny stories and their last memory. And that's what makes it go. That's what makes it work.
Do you recall some of those last memories, those stories?
Oh, yes. Geez. I mean, there was one firefighter, and the first thing the person said was, they recall the story that the guy used to tell about how there was a fire once, and he rescued the skinny man, and he left the fat man for his partner. Or we had a woman who described the incredibly sort of awkward and boring marriage proposal that this guy who was subsequently killed had made to her. And she was laughing as she told us the story, and that was practically the entire item. It turns out the guy was just a beloved guy who just, you know, sometimes put his foot in his mouth, and that's what made him a real character to all the people who loved him.
How many do you estimate you've published so far, and how long will it take?
We've done about 300, and we want to do everyone, and we're going to try and do everyone.
So that would take you how far into next year?
I would say about a year from when it happened probably would be a good estimate, maybe 10 months.
Mr. Jamison, thank you for your time, sir.
Well, thank you.
Wendell Jamison, a staff editor for the New York Times Metro section.